money from the Everest, and we're going to put that towards drought relief. So anyone that wants to apply for those through our foundation, it's been set up through all the fundraising we've done through different carnivals. Go to our website, theatc.com.au, and register there for those grants that will be distributed later in the year.
Okay, so the website gives you all, and you're right there, a cheque of $45,000 to be presented today. It's around Osborne Bulls, and it's run back there, and you've given 5% of net prize money through that, and that cheque will be presented today out at Warwick Farm. Brett, have a safe Christmas. We might even talk briefly on Monday, mate, but have a good one.
Yeah, absolutely, and again, Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Be safe, but and most of all today, Benz, good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Bit of movement, wide out, attendance climbing in the gates. And we're getting close to action now. Locked and loaded for the TAB Epsom. And it looks as though we're set.
Yes, it's almost summer.
Racing now.
When I met you in summer.
Racing HQ. Setting up your race day with interviews, the best form analysts, and the latest TAB markets. For everything on summer racing, your one-stop shop is Racing HQ.
Just gone 7 o'clock. Welcome everyone that sets the alarm to wake up the best way on a Saturday with Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Today we're off to Warwick Farm. It's free entry out there for everybody at the Australian Turf Club track at Warwick Farm. They've started a heavy eight. They did get a little bit of rain in the last 24 hours, including 4.5 mil at about 4 this morning. It's a heavy eight, Penno 6.17, and the rail for the first time in about 8 weeks is back into the true. Newcastle's a good four. Flemington is a soft five with morning and overnight rain. It's meant to clear through the morning. And we're going to give you the latest on Eagle Farm in about half an hour or so with that time difference. Mick Goody and the crew will be out walking it very shortly, and we'll give you an update on that as we go. We've also got a country meeting today at New South Wales at Bathurst. I'll just check whether that information has been updated this morning. As of yesterday, and it has, so it's a soft five at the moment at Bathurst for their TAB program. A fine day and the rail is true. Other reports, many people inquire about other states and Queensland and the like, but with the hour time difference, it's just the information hasn't been updated, particularly out of Queensland, with it's just gone 6 o'clock up there. Let's go and welcome in Ron Duffersey's guy. He came back, did 1 week, and he said, hey, Tijuana, I'm going on a holiday. So Ray Thomas is in this morning, and he'll be with us right through the next couple of weeks. Morning to you, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew, and good morning, everyone. From storm capital, isn't it, Sydney this week? It's been amazing.
Oh, please,
and
please.
There was another huge storm went through about 4 to 5 this morning, Andrew. I was listening to Mark Jones talk to you, and only 4.5 mils fell at Warwick Farm, fortunately. I dare say in other parts of Sydney they got a lot more, but heavy eight this afternoon. It's not bad considering the amount of rain and the storms we've had pretty much every day from about Tuesday.
Oh, mate, I was seeing them like golf balls there on Thursday. they were hitting the screens. Mark Jones said my windscreen was broken by one out of Warwick Farm. I mean, it was unbelievable, right?
And we got a good light show on Wednesday night, didn't we, Andrew, at the Christmas party on the harbour.
Yeah.
And, geez, it's a spectacular sight.
I thought we'd gone back to the Everest. I thought, hang on, we're going to see the extra lighting show like the Everest. But it was... because I fortunately walked there with John Tapp, and we fortunately got there just before it started raining, Ray.
Yeah, no protesters this time, Andrew, which was good. But look, it interests me this afternoon, isn't it, at Warwick Farm, given that a number of these horses are potentially heading towards the Magic Million. So this heavy eight track condition, just put a little query on some of these, but hopefully we can find a few winners and fill up the wallop before Christmas, Andrew. It's taken a battering this week, hasn't it?
Yes, no, it has. It's about to take a battering today. Like most males, we leave it for the last couple of days.
Exactly.
Hey, can you update on Andrew Atkins, please? We know that he's not riding for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, look, Andrew's father, Brett, did contact me yesterday, and unfortunately, Andrew's just, he became ill during the week. He didn't ride on Wednesday, tried to ride at the trials on Thursday, and look, he's been battling this, been like a flu-like symptoms all week, and he just succumbed to, went to the hospital. He's been diagnosed with what's called pericarditis. I hope I pronounced that correctly, Andrew, which effectively is heart inflammation. Now, it sounds very dramatic. It's not great, but it's treatable. He's out of hospital. I know his parents are coming down to see him for Christmas. Just got to take it really easy for a couple of weeks. With the treatment that he's having, he'll be back better than ever, hopefully, in a couple of weeks' time. But unfortunately for Andrew, it's never a good time, is it, to become ill, particularly this time of year when there's so many race meetings, Andrew?
Yeah, there are. So I know he's probably sleeping. That'll be the best thing for
hopefully
him, but we're certainly thinking of Andrew. Yeah, let's hope so. Now, guys, just before we head off to Mark Newnham, a couple of extras that have popped up this morning. So these are extras to those that you've had in your papers and the like. Race 1, number 4, 24 Carat, has just come out. Race 1, number 4. Race 2, number 6, Vigorish, has come out. Race 2, number 6. In Race 3, number 10, November Man, has come out this morning. Race 3, number 10. And Strathmore has come out of Race 7. Race 7, number 8. So they're the extras. We'll keep an eye on those over the next little while. Let's get going with our interviews. Ray's put the A-list together, and we start, we could be in two places this morning. Mark Newnham, where are you this morning, mate, for track work?
Randwick this morning, Andrew. It's blowing a go, and we've had our heavy shower of rain, but looks like it's starting to clear up.
Yeah, good morning,
well,
Mark.
Fortunately, we only had 4.5 mil at Warwick Farm, so yeah, they might have got away with it out there rather than where you are.
Yeah, and look, I was out there yesterday. The course prop was in the best condition it's been in a long, long time, and I'd expect it'll race pretty well today.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us. Will all four run at Warwick Farm today?
No, they'll all run.
Okay. AC Vinco on the quick backup, and that was a really solid effort in what I think is a very strong form race, the Inglis Nursery last week. He ran sick, didn't have the easiest of runs, and I dare say getting out to 1,200 metres, no issue for him.
No. He was still strong at the line there last Saturday after drawing wide. He was just posted four deep on a limb. He got up outside Mick Price's horse, come to the corner, and she hung and just inconvenienced him a bit. So I thought his effort to, still find the line was pretty good.
Any clue at all on the heavy eight track conditions we'll have this afternoon, re-AC Vinco, Mark?
Oh, look, he's got a really good wet track pedigree. Mm-hmm. And, look, he's race fit at the 1,200, which, should see him pretty strong throughout. And first race of the day, I think he'll race pretty well.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Then you've got Sweet Victory, Mark, down in race 6. Now, she comes off a first-up effort where she failed to beat a runner home at Rose Hill. But talking to you during the week, you can make a pretty good case for this mare who has got some soft-track form.
Yeah, she really enjoys soft ground. And look, the other day she got in a position where she was never going to be competitive.
Mm.
It was a bit of a sprint home, and she was last on the corner and pulled wide. The sectionals between the 400 and the 200 were very good, and then she probably tired late. So I'd expect a better draw, soft ground and good second up form, she'd run a lot better.
Yeah, no, she's a handy mare. Invincible, really interesting runner for you, Mark, in race 7, the December handicap. First start for you. Had a couple of three trials going in. This is one of his last two trials really well. Again, he's been exposed on soft and heavy tracks previously and run well. How's he shaking up for his comeback first up at the 1,400?
Really lovely old horse. Mm. He's got good solid form. It's been a pleasure to have since he's been in the stable. He's been very straightforward. I've given him the three trials just to have him ready for a 1,400 first cup. He has one first up before, but he's better form his second up. But just thought with the extra trial, just help him into his first run. He's a pretty uncomfortable type of horse. If anything, his best form is when he gets to the outside of runners. Going back through his videos there, quite often when he draws inside, he seems a little reluctant. So he's sort of well placed there today from the chute and a sort of wide-ish draw. I'll just get Josh to ride him where he's comfortable, and I'm sure he'll run well.
He's a handy horse to pick up, even though he's a seven-year-old. He's still got plenty of racing in him. As I think Divine Breeze has, Mark, look, probably to be fair, she didn't come up during the winter, but you must have been encouraged by that comeback run against Bella's Success at Warwick Farm on a heavy track.
Yeah, and look, so she handles wet ground. Her first preparation was terrific. Last time in, yeah, for whatever reason, she just, she just didn't come up. She's trained on well since her first up run. Handles wet ground, good draw, put herself up in the, in the firing line and be hard to hold out.
Yeah, four really good chances this afternoon. Mark, thanks for joining us this morning, and best of luck at Warwick Farm.
Anytime. Thanks.
Thanks, Mark.
Good on you, Mark. Mark Newnham going through his runners. We've had 7 mil overnight, 4.5 fell at 4 o'clock this morning, and the track is a heavy 8, Penno 6.17. Mick Goody has just texted me the information for the return to Eagle Farm. The track has come up a good 4 this morning. They did have a band of storm go through last night, but it only dropped 3.5 mil of rain on the track. No irrigation took place, but they've had plenty of water on it because it's a quick draining track, as we've learnt through mixed interviews this week. So I think we're all excited. I know it's interstate, and we're focusing on Warwick Farm, but I think all of us want Eagle Farm to come back in super order, Ray.
It's just good to say what Eagle Farm on a Saturday again, Andrew. When was it? The Stradbroke last year, 2007.
It was Kingsford Smith. Kingsford Smith.
Yeah.
They had one meeting last year, and then they stopped again.
Yeah. So pretty much one meeting in the best part of 4 years, and how Doomben's coped during this period is one of the miracles of life, I think, Andrew. But just great to see Eagle Farm back, because Brisbane Racing does need that, their premier track.
Yeah, exactly. We're counting down to the Gold Coast Magic Millions, and that first race, very intriguing. We're keeping an eye on the scratchings there, because they've backed a horse to win the Millions called Just Serene for Tony McAvoy, but it needs another horse to be scratched today for it to run today, so
that's
we'll
right.
monitor that. But Eagle Farm just tells us that off the jump outs and the trials and everything that we've seen, that it is ready to go. You can listen to Mick Goody, because we know that he's been at Caulfield and he's been at Flemington when a similar surface and drainage has gone in, and it's worked, and Mick has great confidence that there won't be an issue at all today. So a good 4 at Eagle Farm. They've got a very warm day up there, and there is the forecast of a storm, so we'll just keep an eye on that. Let's head out back out to Randwick. Adrian Botts online. Morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, Adrian.
And Adrian, for our Saturday listeners and viewers, there's a lot of them that tune in on today. Can we just talk about the Magic Millions? You're going to barrier trial a couple of horses on Thursday?
Yeah, so the two main ones will be the colts that are qualified for the two-year-old race, Unite and Conquer and Carson. They'll have a hit out on Thursday, and then they'll head up to the Gold Coast there. So I'm really happy with the way that they've both come through their respective runs and look in excellent shape. So they just went through their paces this morning, did some light work, and Thursday will be the main hit out to keep them on track heading up there. I'll probably see Invincible Star step out, and then a couple of horses going around here in the next out of the bar today. I guess that'll determine where she goes. Terminology's in the Gosford Guineas, and hopefully she can earn a trip up there as well.
Yeah, Adrian, the Art of the Bar, as you mentioned, potentially joining that powerful team in the Magic Millions on the Gold Coast. Today, 1,400 metres for the first time, but you've been keen to get her out to this trip.
Yeah, she's always given us the indication that she'll appreciate stepping out of trip. So I think the 1,400 metres is ideal. I think it's the ideal conditions to test her under that. So I'd like to think that she'll run out a strong 1,400, the way she's been seeing out, her previous run. So she's got that. She's got a beautiful cruising speed, and she gives us the feeling that she can sustain that, and still quicken off that over the 7 furlongs.
Yeah, two attempts previously on heavy tracks too, Agent. She was second as a 2-year-old at Warwick Farm, and then earlier this prep, and then she won at Warwick Farm on November 28th. So she ticks that heavy track box. She loves Warwick Farm. She's a filly who's really done a good job this prep, just racing through a grade. Has she surprised you?
No, look, she hasn't surprised us. Always thought she's had that level of ability. Just a few things early in her career that, for whatever reason, she found a few excuses to not get the desired results. But, always felt she had that level of ability. So, I'm glad to see her
fulfilling that now. Look, whilst he's probably had the conditions to suit, I think it's fair to say, in the last couple of runs to get the result, but she also gets them again today. So, look, I think there's a few question marks against her, obviously stepping up to the 1400 in the first time and taking on the older mares at this grade. But, you know, she certainly ticks a few boxes as well, and that she absolutely loves the heavy conditions, and you know, particularly the track out at Warwick Farm. She's got a great record there, and you know, hopefully she can, you know, continue on that upward spiral for us.
Exactly, and even the barrier, Adrian, there's a couple who are out, so she'll come out of gate 8 now, but by race 6 that might be an ideal spot to be anyway, and she's got that brilliant gate speed. She'll negate that out, that awkward draw virtually in the first couple of 100 metres.
Yeah, from what we've seen, she's shown that tactical speed, you know, particularly over the shorter trips. So you'd think that stepping up to the 1400 metres, she'd again be able to show that level of speed. And yeah, that's a big advantage for her. She creates her own luck. She puts herself in the race. She can get through the conditions. She can travel well. And at the end of that, she's still got a good turn of foot. So you know, it's ideal for her, and love to see her, you know, using that tactical speed to her advantage again today.
Absolutely. And Colonel Warriors, your other runner, Adrian, in the last race today, first up at 1200. He's not a noted first up performer, but he came to hand very quickly last prep, 1 second up, and I've just noticed he's been pretty sharp in his two recent trials.
Yeah, look, he's nice and forward going into today's race. Look, probably the two main things against him, his best performances haven't come on a heavy track, and 1200 metres probably ideally short of his best, as you noted. First up last prep, he was just run off his feet over the 1100, so you know he's starting in a tougher grade first time up this time, and the 1200, so he's got a few things against him. You know, I'd expect him to improve sharply second up once we can get those conditions to suit. You know, ideally I think he's sort of a minimum 1400 to mile sort of horse.
Yeah, terrific. Well, really looking forward to seeing what the Art of the Bar does against the older mares today. Thanks for joining us this morning, Adrian. Best of luck at Warwick Farm.
Great, thanks, James, on the show.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Adrian. Adrian Bott going through them. Couple of extra scratchings just jumping into the system here, Ray. Race 7, number 2, Snippets Land, has just come out. Race 7, number 2. And in the last, number 5, After All That, has just been scratched as well by Rod Northam. I'm just refreshing. There's another one in Race 2. Race 2, number 3, Without Revenge, has just come out this morning as well. And that's about it. Okay. Navigator, did I give you Navigator? Race 8, number 11.
Yeah,
did I give you that?
Didn't make. Did he come out yesterday, I think, Andrew, by memory? So
He's come out this morning. Okay, so he's out officially, race 8, number 11. So a few extras. We're up to 21 at this stage, and just waiting for some new replacements for Andrew Atkins to come through on three of his rides that he was down for. Michael Hawkes is up this morning, joining us on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Mike.
G'day, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well indeed. A busy time with racing, but the crew from Hawks Racing, I presume, getting out and looking at yearlings also?
No, we actually don't go up to the studs, Andrew, to be honest. We like to look at them at the sales. We just feel that that's their race day, and we just want to see in a different environment other than their own. So, no, I haven't seen any yet, to be honest.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, Andrew. They got a pretty good strike rate.
Yeah, no, exactly.
selecting yearlings. Hey, Michael, just quick before we ask you about today's runners, tell me, she was terrific again yesterday. Geez, you'd love to own a filly like her. Is she any chance of backing up at Gosford next Friday?
Yeah, hi, Ray. Look, we scratched her last week, only because we thought the rain affected track, she's not 100% genuine on, and it's just really a waste of time. But the Kensington track did play very good yesterday. We took the punt and decided to run, only because, you know, the track is in very good order. And with heavy rain actually hits and runs off pretty quick. It's actually the soaking rain that does the damage. So, look, she's tough. She's gutsy. You know, you don't get many like her that, you know, they're up for the fight. I think the other horse got a good head in front, and she really attacked the line. So she's pulled up really good this morning, and she'll line up next Friday at Gosford.
No, why not, Andrew? She's got such a great will to win that filly. Gee, she's good. Michael, you mentioned the heavy track conditions that we will have at Warwick Farm today. Four runners entered, all running at this stage?
Yeah, they're all running.
So. Okay. Well, Hart Conquered, I dare say he'll enjoy these track conditions, as he showed last start. He dominated that race over the same course and distance in heavy conditions, and the format of that race has held up. He's a nice horse going forward, Michael, Hart Conquered.
He's a lovely horse, just to keep him afeed. They've just got such good attitudes. They honestly do. He works with you. He wants to do everything right. He's a kind horse. Definitely improved. Can't see why he can't win again.
No, fair enough. Good summation there. Two runners in race five, both terrific chances. If I could ask you about, say, Da Vinci first, Michael, the lightweight. He's won his last two at Canterbury over the 1550. A horse has always shown ability, but he's found a winning habit now.
Yeah, it's always hard to win your maiden, Ray, and it's amazing when you do actually win a maiden, how much confidence a horse can take from it, and all of a sudden they're away, and let alone to go and win your next start after winning a maiden. It's very rare for horses to do that feat, but he's done everything right. He's trained on. He looks good. It seems the right race. Obviously, the heavy track's a little bit of an unknown, but we think he'll appreciate the bit of giving the ground, and lightweight chance, he's going to be right to finish.
Yeah, no, he's got a lot of desire, that horse, to win. Interwearia, I liked his first up run, Michael, in the Mapmaker race a couple of weeks ago at Rose Hill. However, the heavy track, issues there, do you think?
Yeah, once again, he's probably not 100% genuine on it, but we'll know, obviously, a little bit after the race. We'll be better for it, but happy with the horse. Getting to a distance and starting to appreciate, and I think once he gets further, he'll be even better. But he's come back good this time, and he's going well.
Okay, and then one of the more exciting runners today is Kappa Jack down to race eight, Michael. He was just outstanding first up on debut in a benchmark 78 against older horses. Second up today, coming back a fraction to a benchmark 76, up to 1,300, which should suit. But the heavy track, any clue, Michael?
He's a very good horse, Ray. You know, obviously we saw that first up and it didn't surprise us because obviously we know the ability that he's got. But today it's a different race again. It's totally different. You know, he's drawn a bit awkward. It's a heavy track. He is going up obviously in grade, but he's down in weight with the claim. He's done everything right. If he gets through the wet track, which we hope he does, he'll win. He's just done everything right, the horse. He looks great. He's a lovely horse going forward. But, you know, we're taking him race by race this prep, and if he does obviously go well here, he's headed towards the Magic Millions. But we're not getting ahead of ourselves, and he's just done everything right.
You know, he's a very promising horse. Look, four terrific chances today, Michael. Thanks for joining us this morning, and best of luck at Warwick Farm.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Hey, what do the Hawks family do on Christmas Day? Does Wayne come up? What's going on Tuesday?
No, Wayne's in Melbourne. I'm in Sydney, and we're both working. So we tend to work Christmas. We don't have it off, and that's what we do.
Horses have to be fed, Andrew, I suppose.
Well, I guess I've got to be fed, so I'll be well looked after, hopefully,
you'll
come Tuesday.
I reckon that's what you'll be doing.
Yeah, I might be, but it'll be rare. It's a rare sleep in, I will say. Mike, we're not up as early as you, but we've all got our different roles that we run, so we just go with it and enjoy it when we can. Have a safe Christmas, mate. I hope it's a good one for you.
Cheers. Thanks. All the best.
Thanks, Mike.
Michael Hawks joining us there, running through the information there. I think the expectation's really high on Kappa Jack, isn't it?
Yeah.
Michael's well explained the rain-affected track, but just the way they talk about the horse.
Well, you just don't see them do what he did, Andrew, 2 weeks ago at Rose Hill. On debut against older horses who have had plenty of runs, their seasoned campaigners, benchmark 78. Look, I know everything's easy in hindsight, but I guess we should have copped the tip because Team Hawks are normally so careful how they place their horses. I guess that was a sign of their faith in Kappa Jack that they threw him in the deep end. His win was terrific given the amount of extra ground he had to cover. And if anything, getting out to 1,300 metres will suit him even more. If he handles those heavy track conditions, as Michael said, they believe he'll win again.
Yeah, for sure. Hugh Bowman, Brenton Abdallah not riding here today for good reason. They're in Japan for the Arima Kinnan tomorrow.
Yeah, they had some barrier draws on social media. I don't know if you saw it, Andrew. I'm sure you would have. And Brenton Abdallah drew barrier six. He had to unwrap the little package which had his barrier on. And look, it's one of the biggest races, if not the biggest race in Japan every year, just for the amount of public participation that goes into this Arima Kinnan. And I guess the All-Star Mile Andrew, is based very similarly on the Arima Keenan, in that the public get involved to potentially make the field, or the composition of the field. So both Huey and Brenton have really good rides in that big one over there. And is that Sunday, Andrew, by memory, I think?
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. I'll get a time for you shortly, but it is tomorrow. And Hugh Bowman, of course, is on Chevelle Grand, a horse that, well, he missed out riding it in the Japan Cup, but he knows the horse so well. So no surprise that Hugh wanted to go back and take the ride.
He won the Group 1 Japan Cup last year, I think, on Grand Chevelle.
Last year,
exactly. Knows the horse well. And I think the horse at Brenton Scott, just escaped my memory now, is a multiple Group 1 winner in Japan as well, and one of the favourites. So both our jockeys got terrific chances in that big one tomorrow.
We'll give you a bit more on that as we go. Let's go down to Queanbeyan and have a chat with Joe Cleary. Morning to you, Joe.
Morning, Hoss. Morning, Ray. How are you, boys?
Morning, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, really well. We've had the storm sweep through in the last few days around Sydney. You had a meeting washed out there a couple of weeks ago. Has it been stormy and humid down there?
Yeah, we haven't got the rain you guys have copped up in Sydney, Hoss, but it's been some nice soaking rain, and which we all bloody need, as we all know, mate. So had more rain overnight, and we've got a little non-tabby here on Boxing Day, the track will be perfect.
Well, the wet track won't bother girls already in the first, Joe, as she showed at Canterbury on December 14. You mentioned that Queanbeyan meeting, Andrew, got washed out. Joe wanted to run girls already that day, and then he had her in at Canterbury on Friday night, and he decided to run there when he missed the Queanbeyan run. And luck's a fortune, Joe, and did she surprise you that night?
She did, Ray. Like, I thought she was a good thing at Queanbeyan. I actually had quite a good bet on her early doors, and then when Queanbeyan was washed out, fortunately, Craig Morrissey, who does a fair bit of the noms and acceptances, his wife has a share in the horse, and he said we should pop in a nom for Canterbury, which we did. And I can tell you, I'm more than half of me bet at Canterbury. I just didn't think we could beat the Godolphin horse, but she was given a beautiful ride by Jess and took all the shortcuts, and obviously we know she can handle the wet track. So looking forward to another wet track today, mate.
And how's she trained on, Joe? Because I know you'd love to get this filly to the Gold Coast and the Magic Millions in a couple of weeks.
She's come on again, Ray, and her blood's come back yesterday afternoon. Her blood's been perfect, and young Troy Jordan rides all the track work, and he just seems to think she's come on really, really well in the last, since the run 8 days ago. And I put her over in a little paddock this morning, mate, and she was dead set tap dancing, so she's ready to go.
Now, looking forward to her. Tag and Release is a great story. Andrew, Joe was telling me during the week he bought it as a tried horse. Joe, tell me if I'm wrong, $2,600 I think you paid for him, and in five starts for the stable. He's won twice and earned over $18,000 for the stable.
Yeah, mate, he's been a good little money spinner. I was approached by a couple of the owners to take him. Lucky Pepper had him, and as it turned out, I think I ended up with about 45% of him. So
okay.
They all jumped off the bandwagon, mate, and they're starting to regret it now. But obviously, I don't think he can beat Danny's horse today and Cody Morgan's horse, but there's a nice race for him on the 7th of January at Maruya. There's a showcase meeting down there, Class 3, 1650. So today I'll top him up nicely for that, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
But he does handle the wet tracks, and he needs a spin around, mate. He's very well on himself.
I was going to say, the wet track might be the leveller here and might bring Tag and Release in as a good each-way chance, because when he won at Queanbeyan, two starts back, it was a soft seven bordering on eight, and he made a mess of that field, Joe.
He is, and he's a full brother to a horse that David Fife's got. I think his name's Pelophonius.
Right, he'll love the wet track,
Fife goes on heavy for four wins. And
that's right.
It only came to my attention the day he won at Queanbeyan. One of the owners showed me the stats, and
okay.
So obviously he will appreciate the wet track, but he'll be ridden cold. Ridden for a little bit of luck, and he'll improve off the run today for sure.
Terrific. And Lucy Rose will run in the third, Joe?
Yeah, definitely running, Ray. Probably going to let Tommy go on Heart Conquered. I haven't spoke to Jess, and I won't be heading up today. I'm sending up a young fellow for a bit of work experience called Frankie Cleary. So
okay.
Good to see him.
He knows a thing or two about horses, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. So he's on a day of work experience today, Frankie. But I'll phone Jess. But, mate, I think we'll let Tommy go on Heart Conquered and try and sit off him. He's drawn three, we've drawn four. I just don't think she's ready to burn the candle at both ends, Ray, after 6 weeks off after Flemington.
Yep.
So I'll have a good yarn to Jess, and that's how that might pan out.
Okay, but again, wet tracks, she ticks that box.
Yeah, well, Damien rode her on Everest Day at Randwick, and, he come back, he said, well, Wackery, one of them was 9.55 at Flemington, can't beat her, but just with the Alrega May rule and the Ovumate rule in Victoria, the wheels fell off me down there, mate. I couldn't use anything I wanted to use. She got highly agitated in the horse stalls at Flemington. She was highly agitated in the barriers, and hence the fact that I won't be going to Victoria with her.
Yeah. It's interesting you say that, Joe. Just a question without notice on the whole Regimate debate. Listening to horsemen like yourself, and indeed We heard from Kieran Maher last week after Aloisia ran so well in the Villiers. Surely a common sense rule has to come into play soon.
It has to, Ray. It is, that's the word. It's common sense. It doesn't help the horse. It doesn't improve the horse. It helps. It's a safety barrier. It's a safety barrier for participants, and it's a safety barrier for riders and the horse themselves. You know, but not all horses need it, Ray. I'll go back a horse like Tata Tatiana, won 15 races. She never had it. Then I had a mare called Stolen Kisses, who I received off Guy Wolf. She lived off it, you know, and Lucy Rose is in that bracket. So not all horses need it, but it just ticks all the right boxes when you can use it, mate.
And just for our listeners, Joe, what it does effectively, does it calm a mare when she's in season?
Just if she's in season, just takes the edge off them and just brings them back that half a length, just settles them down, mate. Yeah. It's a common sense approach, and it's a darn good product.
Mm. Hopefully, Andrew, our rulemakers will listen to horsemen like Joe Cleary and others. Joe, look, terrific to join us this morning. Really appreciate it. Best of luck this afternoon, and hopefully we're talking to Frank after a couple of races.
Good as gold, guys. Merry Christmas to you both, and thank you for your support.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Good on you, Joe. Joe Cleary joining us there for our Sky Sports Radio audience, loyal audience that listen every morning. Yesterday, Laurie Daly, our big sports breakfast host, was heading off on holidays, and the last talkback caller ended up being a Frank Cleary. He rang in from Queanbeyan to wish him the best.
They go back a long way, I dare say, because Frank's such a huge football identity in the Canberra and Queanbeyan region, and look, Laurie Daly, probably the best footballer to come out of that region, born and bred in June, and gee, what a player he was, Andrew, one of the all-time greats.
He reminds me of that every time I see him, just how good he was. Super Tycoons come out. We were just trying to grab McFarlane, but we'll try him after our next break. But Super Tycoon, one of his runners, has just come out, race 7, number 11. We'll go through them all as soon as they go in from which will be any tick of the clock. We're going to also catch up with Chris Waller in the next 15 to 20 minutes. Obviously, a lot to talk about with Chris, not only today, but the announcements that came yesterday around Winx and the Autumn Sun. We'll take a break. This is Racing HQ, setting up your Saturday racing at Warwick Farm, and it's free entry.
The catalogue for the 2019 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale is out now. 786 yearlings on offer from March 3 to 6 at a renovated Oaklands Junction. A new look venue, the same English passion. Catalogue available at English.com.au.
Hi, I'm Lionel Lee. I'd like to explain why not having any idea what to give someone for Christmas is a brilliant idea. Because you can give them a Bingley gift card. So instead of choosing between a coffee machine, a Bluetooth speaker, a drone, a Fitbit, or hundreds of other gift ideas at Bingley, they choose. They'll be happy, you'll be happy, my mum will be happy. Bingley gift cards can be $50, $100, $200 or $500, and you can buy them online or in-store. Your brilliant gift idea from Bingley.
Summer is a great time to play catch-up, whether it's with the cricket, tennis, or on those projects around the house. Get inspired for your home reno with Wideline Windows and Doors. Whether it's awnings at Avalon, sliding windows at Seven Hills, or bifolds at Broadmeadow, all backed by a 7-year guarantee. Take a closer look at the stylish range of Wideline Windows and Doors. Get started today by visiting wideline.com.au. Start your Christmas celebrations at Bottle Mart. Grab a 700ml bottle of Grant Scotch Whiskey for just $35.99. Grant Scotch Whiskey. Triple wood, triple good. Enjoy responsibly. Catalogue out now. Start your Christmas celebrations at Bottle Mart.
Dynamic Syndications' Gay and Adrian introduce a fantastic filly and the first yearling at Tullock Lodge by Wongina. Snitzel's Group 1 winning son and now exciting first crop sire. Trained by Gay, Wongina was the fastest 2-year-old in the stable and won the Group 1 Australian Guineas at 3. From Spooked, winning daughter of Group 2 winner Beat the Phase. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian team. 5% shares, just $7,625. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ, Sky Racing 1, Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. The scratchings have gone straight to final for Warwick Farm Racing. We've had 7 mil in the last 24 hours. 4.5 fell at around 4 this morning. They've marked the track a heavy 8. We've got 22 degrees on the way, a bit cloudy and maybe a shower or two. And the Penno this morning was 6.17. So here we go. The scratchings, there's 25 finals. Race 1, number 4, 24 Carat and 8 Dulce. 4 and 8 out of the first. Race 2, number 3, Without Revenge and 6 Vigorous. 3 and 6. Race 3, number 3, Seeking Glory. 6 All Too Royal and 10 November Man. 3, 6 and 10 out of the third. Race 4, number 3, Top Prospect and 5, Vaucluse Bay. 3 and 5 out of the fourth. Race 5 at Warwick Farm. Take out 6 Island Missile and 8 Tarson. 6 and 8. Race 6, number 6, It's So Obvious. 9 Seahampton. 10 Stock Up and 12 No Interest. 6, 9, 10 and 12. Race 7, number 2, Snippets Land. 8 Strathmore and 11 Super Tycoon. 2, 8 and 11 out of the 7th. Race 8, number 6, Smart Elysium and 11 Navigator. 6 and 11. And race 9, number 4, Demerara. 5, After All That. 14, Handfast. 15, Nick Tock. And 16, Jungleized. 4, 5, 14, 15 and 16. So they're the 25 finals. As we've told you this morning, Andrew Atkins not riding for the next couple of weeks with a, in simple terms, heart infection that he's being treated for. Riders to come for three of them. The one that we've got this stage, race 2, number 9, Foxy LaBelle, is Winona Costin. 2-9, Winona Costin, and three other rides to come. As soon as we get them, we'll bring them to you as soon as the stewards get to them. Ray, how have your tips been affected by the 25 that have come out?
Yeah, a couple of my top-rated selections are gone, Andrew. I did like 24 Carat in the opener, and also Vaucluse Bay. I dare say we'll ask Chris Waller shortly. Vaucluse Bay might be due to the heavy track. A couple of important scratchings outside of them too. Snippets Land, I think, was a chance too, but again, that heavy track probably just tended that Team Snowden to scratch him. So overall, 25 scratchings, given it's a heavy eight, it's not too bad.
Greg McFarlane is with us now from Gosford. Morning to you, Greg.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Morning, Greg.
Yeah, good to talk to you, mate. Was it a case of a heavy track with Super Tycoon?
Yeah, look, I was actually leaning towards the 1600 next week at Randwick anyway. Look, he doesn't mind a heavy track, but I just would prefer a soft track for him at the moment. So, but more than mine on next week, probably more up to go.
Just on Super Tycoon for next week, Greg, how's he coming up? You've spaced his three runs this prep off a very, very long break, nearly 2 years out. Is he just that ring rust out of him now?
Yeah, he's showing me enough in his work. He's showing me signs of his old self in his work. He's just not quite delivering it on race day, and sometimes you find they need a racing preparation before they can kick back into gear again. So I'm likely to give him this one more run and tip him out for a short spell and bring him back next winter.
Fair enough, yeah. Well, a horse who has kicked into gear for you is Catesby. Recent stable addition for you, Greg. Two starts for you, two terrific placings. He's been up on speed and beaten narrowly both times. And I guess the one question today, or two questions, is the heavy track and getting out to the 1400.
I mean, the way he runs, I don't see a lot of speed in the race where it is that kick with jumping out of a chute. But the 1400 should be okay with him. It's more the heavy track. I don't know enough about him yet on a heavy track. Yep. A soft track would be fine. But heavy track, you don't really know until we've been tested in it, really. So obviously today will give us a pretty good indication. But if he does handle it with the weight, he's going to be very good.
Yeah, well, Jeannie Duggan can claim two. She can claim that full two at 53 to take Catesby under 51, Greg?
Yes, she can.
Yeah,
she
okay. Can. And she rode the horse two starts back when he was a very close third to Sweet Deal and Newsfan. Does she ride a bit of track work for you, Greg?
She does. Jenny rides a lot of track work for me. And, I mean, she rode him. I can't knock her ride at all. She rode him a treat first up, and it was just unfortunate. She was in Brisbane last start when he went around again, but she knows him very well. He is a strong horse, but she knows him well, and it's always a big advantage if you've got a jockey who knows the horse.
Exactly. Well, you've rewarded Jenny with the ride on Dissolute in the last. Now, he's coming off an indifferent effort at Rose Hill last start, but there were genuine excuses for that failure, Greg.
It certainly was. I mean, he obviously pulled up with cardiac arrhythmia quite often. You can find horses bounce back from cardiac arrhythmia and they perform well and they can come out and win. And on his work, I just can't work. I can't knock his work. He's been travelling tremendous. And, I'm pretty confident he will handle a heavy track. And being out from barrier 14 today, the last race of the day, right up the
alley. And you gave him a nice easy trial at Hawkesville when he came from off speed and he just cruised the line, laid out wide.
Yeah, I just said to an owner, just treat it as a track gallop, you know, just look after him and just give him a little bit of a squeeze, kept him on the bridle last early, and you know, he showed some nice ability in that trial, and he's come on since then as well too, so he should be sort of there about today.
Two good chances to say. Greg, just a quick one, an update on Golden Tycoon, who we only saw twice earlier this year. He went on to debut at Canterbury late as a two-year-old and was a terrific third in the Rosebud, beaten in a three-way photo. I know you've got a big opinion of this horse.
Yeah, I've got a massive opinion. It's funny you say that because I'm just watching him gallop past me down the track right now as we speak. But it's his first day back at the track galloping, and you know, I've got a big opinion. He's come back probably a 50 kilo heavy hurdle horse, and he's looking tremendous, even better again. So obviously, I've set him up for February, March, April for the group races, and hopefully he'll deliver what I expect of him.
You know, he's a talent. He ran that close third in the Rosebud, only his second start, and was only beaten right on the line, so he's a lot of upside with Golden Tycoon. Hey, Greg, thanks for joining us this morning, and best of luck with Catesby and Dissolute today.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
Bye-bye.
Good on you, Greg. Greg McFarlane joining us there from Gosford. I mentioned that horse at Eagle Farm that's absolutely sweating on a run. A few putters are.
How's he gone?
Just serene for Tony McAvoy. Well, there's still only one scratching, so let's remind ourselves that it's only 6:40 in Queensland, so there's 50 minutes to scratching time, but he's been 460, or CS, 460 into 240 today, and has been 51 into $8 with Tab in the two-year-old classic on January 12, back to win more than 300,000 at this stage, near enough to 350. So I know Tony's desperate for a run today to get some prize money, but at the moment, it's still not there.
And GBS is still running at this stage, Andrew?
It's definitely going
it's
around.
It's a really
yeah.
good race, that, especially if Just Serene does get a run, because we've seen Dubious just that one start to win the Breeders' Plate. He's a quality youngster, Andrew.
Yeah, he is. Looking forward to keeping an eye on those scratchings. We're joined by Chris Waller now out there at Rose Hill Trackwork. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you, mate? Haven't spoken to you for ages.
Is that you, Rob?
Thank you very much.
Hey, it's definitely Andrew, Chris.
It's Richard Friedman. Good morning, Richard.
That's Richard, yeah.
Now, I'm going to fix both of you up, particularly probably Chris, but guys back in the studio there is a Twitter photo this morning on the Friedman, on Richard Friedman's page, of the guys having a bit of fun this morning, and it was, Richard, it was a Friedman hat on Waller's head this morning.
Yes, it was my Christmas gift to Chris and his team. They all wear Friedman hats now, and I don't know, Chris went really strange once he wore it. Then. You saw the photo.
He did. Our viewers will see it shortly. Our guys are hurriedly getting it, but it seemed to have an immediate effect.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, though. He put on a spread this morning of prawns, ham, oysters, and other beautiful food here in the hut at Rose Hill, and French champagne.
Wow.
And we all partook.
Well, Andrew, we can't let Richard go without saying, will you return serve if Roman Sun wins the Summer Cup on Boxing Day?
Not the Summer Cup, no.
Okay.
But
he wins a Group 1. It's a Group. Got to win a Group 1, right?
Leading up the park. It'd be good for you.
If I train a Group 1 next year, particularly if he runs second in it, that I will shout for the Christmas.
Fair enough. Okay.
Now, the photo is on Sky 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central at the moment, and Charlie Duckworth looking at his boss thinking, do I really work for this bloke?
There you go. See, there is some camaraderie amongst trainers.
It's good to see.
There
Great
is.
Who'd have thought?
There
I'll
is.
Hand you back to Chris because you don't want to talk to me. I've got nothing for you.
We might
Chris
ring your boxing game,
righto.
Richard. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
all right,
we'll ring you. Righto. See you, mate. All right. So, gee, it's a happy place this morning, Chris, at Rose Hill.
Good morning, Andrew.
got him now, Chris.
I wasn't too sure when he first answered. But I will say, mate, we put the photo up. That had affected you very promptly this morning.
Yeah. What more can you say? It's a treatment.
made a staggering photo, but a good one.
Carl Cicinelli getting taken off the TV. You can see why Rick got taken off pretty quick, can't you?
Yes, no, exactly. He's a good horse trainer when you look at his media career. Chris, the most asked question was answered yesterday. Winks and, I guess, the Autumn Sun, you put releases out that in a perfect world, it's a race-by-race preparation for Winks.
Yeah, simple as that. And it's no use sort of going into too much depth. Everybody knows her, the story behind her, and where she's heading. Yeah, we could have easily stopped after the Cox Plate, but it's obviously another sort of 9 to 9 months away from the breeding season, the horse as well. There's always that risk of injuries, but we take everything so carefully with her as we do with every horse. And yeah, she Bowman's adamant that she's still got more to offer, as we are, and any day that she's finding it hard to win or not quite the same in the training, she'll be retired that day. There'll be no second thoughts, no taking chances, but at this stage, it seems pretty straightforward.
Now, looking forward to it, Chris. As you said, race by race with Winks. What about the Autumn Sun? He must be an exciting horse going forward. So lightly raced. He's a 3-time Group 1 winner already. And in your press release yesterday, Chris, you hinted how much that extra spell you gave him after the Caulfield Guineas, he's been given that chance to develop and mature now.
It was basically his 2-year-old season joined into his 3-year-old season. There wasn't much room in between to have time out. So he's had that now. And like we'd hoped, or like you could see to the everyday person looking at him in the grade room, you can see that he was an unfurnished colt. And for him to do what he did at that early stage over a range of distances and overcoming all sorts of things that most horses struggle with, he did it in Group 1 races. So he's a very exciting horse going forward.
So at this stage, Hobart for Randwick Guineas, and then you'll play it by year post the Group 1?
Yeah, and that's not to say that we wouldn't run an Australian Guineas or things like that, but it'll be one or the other, I would think.
Yeah.
The team from Hermitage and Arrowfield have said just keep all options open, but try and keep it simple.
Correct. And Winks, of course, the Apollo Stakes at this stage. Chris, big team in at Warwick Farm this afternoon. You scratched one of your 2-year-olds in the first. Still have Elon running now. A bit of money for him on debut in the Sar Sun race at Rose Hill. How's he trained on, and any idea about him handling the heavy track today?
He's trained on really well, and no idea about the wet track. Mm-hmm. So I guess like a few of the horses, especially the younger ones, have said I'm not on that. But the horse will take improvement from that first up run, there's no doubt there. Ultimately, he'll be a later 2-year-old type. He's not a gold slipper horse by any means, but certainly will be a good horse when he fully matures.
Fair enough. Down to race 4, you've scratched 4 Clues Bay, still have 5 runners in the staying race, and any of these 5 could win without surprising, Chris?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it'll be a tough 2,100 metres today, and obviously you're throwing in wet track conditions. So you can make a case for all of our runners in it. They're all fit. They're all well on the market, and I couldn't lead you anyway. It's what handles the track and what's got momentum at the 600 metre mark probably wins the race.
Yeah, no fairness. Naval Warfare, Follow Suit, Mutarakam, Solo Mission, and Araja all have solid form. A couple of these horses are coming back in distance, but given it is a heavy track now, Chris, that shouldn't be an issue coming back from 24 back to 2,110 today.
Yeah, 100%. I guess, I just don't even want to mention them because it'll just confuse you.
Yeah, not fair enough.
All the horses are well, and we'd be disappointed if one of them didn't win.
That's a fair way of putting it. They're all chances, and a lot of these finished very close together the last start at Rose. So Sparky Lad, blinkers on today?
Yeah, he needs them. They're only going on because he's not racing up to his best form. So they always improve in their track work, but whether that's what's holding them back, you don't really know until they're under race pressure. So we're trying something, and I think the mile's a big plus for him as well.
Yeah, fair enough. The 2 metres in race six, both have good heavy track form at Warwick Farm, Bella Success and Velocitar, and they're both in terrific form, Chris.
Yep, maybe we back Bella Success up too quick after her good first up win, and she looked a bit flat last start, and Velocitar, she's racing in really good form, and as you said, they'll cope with the conditions, so two really good chances on the day.
The December handicap race seven, Sir Bacchus, everyone saw him first up. Last start effort, Chris, what can you put that down to when he ran ninth behind Erythea?
We just put it down to second up and being a bit flat.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, hope he can bounce back today. He's got okay form on the wetter tracks, but needs to improve on last start, of course.
Yep. And two really good chances in the last. I know Pembroke Castle was probably the favourite one of the two in the markets, but Shawnee's a nice filly, and she caught my eye first up on a heavy. Both were good chances in the last, Chris.
Yeah, Shawnee, when she does things right, you'll see a lot better horse. She was running away and I think missed the start from memory last start and got back in a small field. So hopefully she does things better from a good gate today with a lightweight Jay Ford. Mm-hmm. And Pembroke Castle, given a gun run by Shivana last start, helped. But nonetheless, he won pretty well on a soft track. So, yeah, he's got his confidence back and should be hard to beat.
Terrific. Yeah, good chances also at the Gold Coast, big team at Newcastle. Chris, thanks for joining us this morning. Best of luck at Warwick Farm today.
Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody.
And have a safe Christmas, mate. Hope it's a good one for you. Better get back to those prawns. Richard's demolishing them, I reckon. Chris Waller joining us there from Rose Hill Trackwork. All right, we've got a late scratching at Warwick Farm, Ray. Race 8, number 3, Zidane, has come out at 7:41 right. On the order of stewards. Race 8, number 3, a late one. All right, mate, we'll come back in a moment and have our preview hour for the program with you and Simon Denopoulos.
Sweet, mate.
Let's have a look at all the scratchings for our TAB programs. We start at Warwick Farm, where it's a heavy 8. Penetrometer 6.17, and the rail is true. 7 mil of rain in the last 24 hours. Race 1, number 4, 24 carat, and 8 Dolce, 4 and 8. Race 2, number 3, Without Revenge, and 6 Vigorous, 3 and 6. Race 3, number 3, Seeking Glory, 6 All 2 Royal, and 10 November Man, 3, 6 and 10. Race 4, number 3, Top Prospect, and 5, Lecluse Bay, 3 and 5. Race 5, 6 Island Missile and 8 Tarsin, 6 and 8. Race 6, number 6, It's So Obvious, 9 Seahampton, 10 Stock Up and 12 No Interest, 6, 9, 10 and 12. Race 7, 2 Stimpets Land, 8 Strathmore and 11 Super Tycoon, 2, 8 and 11. Race 8, the late scratching of 3 Zidane, as well as 6 Mart Elysium and 11 Navigator. Race 8, take out 3, a late one, 6 and 11. And race 9, number 4, Demonara, 5 After All That, 14 Handfast, 15 Nick-Tock and 16 Jungleized. 4, 5, 14, 15 and 16. Andrew Atkins not riding in the first, number 5, War Baron is now Adam Hieronymus, 1-5 Adam Hieronymus, and 2-9 Foxy LaBelle is Winona Coston. More information with those jockey replacements still to come for Andrew as we get them. To Newcastle, overcast and a good four, the rail at 11 metres. Race 1, take out 7, Volca Nut, number 7. Race 2, number 6, Calamity Mo, number 6. The third, number 1, Spanish Missile and 12 sixes, 1 and 12. Race 4, number 6, Flying Pierrot, as well as the emergencies, 11, 13, 14, 15 and 16. Race 5, number 6, Yulara Boy, number 6. Race 6, number 2, Clever Nick, number 2, as well as 3, Just Like Stratum and 5, Dwarf Star, 2, 3 and 5 out of the 6th. Race 7, take out the 3 emergencies, 11, 12 and 13. And race 8, number 5, Intrepidus, 8 Sid's Footprints, 9 Teldora Miss, and the emergencies 12, 13 and 16. That's the information for Newcastle. Bathurst is our other New South Wales meeting today. It's fine and a soft five, but expect an upgrade through the day to a four, the Peno 5.11. Race one, take out number one. Races two, three and four are clear. Race five, number six. And race six, take out number eight. To Flemington, it's overcast and a soft five. They had 18.4 mil of rain overnight, but a clearing shower only this morning and an overcast afternoon. Race one, take out six, Goldie Fox, number six. Race two, number three, More Bricks, number three. The third, number 10, Valera Messalina, number 10. The fourth clear, race five at Flemington, number eight, Mr. Tipler, 11, Come On Carl, and 12, Acanto, 8, 11, and 12. Race 6, number 10, Sam's Image, and 11, EC Beast, 10 and 11. Race 7, number 2, Super Hard, 3, Armadeus, 6, Nocio, and 13, Flying Krupt, 2, 3, 6, and 13. And race 8, take out 4, Belcazar, 10, Mr. Monaco, 14, Reset, I'm Wild, and 16, Stormy Shore, 4, 10, 14, and 16. That's the information for Flemington. We go to Eagle Farm, where they had 3.5 mil of rain last night. It's overcast and a good four, the Peno 4.17, and the rail true for the return meeting. These are the current scratchings. Race one, just the one scratching of number five, Dwayne. Race two, number two, Green Empire, 13, Bocce, and 20, Versona Playboy, 2, 13, and 20. Race 3 is at the moment clear. Race 4, number 6, Le Beau Renard, and 12, Rotham, 6 and 12. Race 5, number 5, The Mechanic, 11, Wonder Boom, 12, Bright Idea, and 15, Hidden Rose, 5, 11, 12, and 15. Race 6, number 4, Pleased, 6, Spiral, 10, Glen Ord, 12, Without Revenge, and the emergencies 20 and 22. Race 7, Eagle Farm, the current scratchings are 4, Mogador, 6, Adore Dancer, 9, Sasso Cubaro, 12, Unconditional, 13, Sugar Sizzle, 16, Wookie, and 20, Winds of Change. Race 8, take out 4, Kiev Anne, and 5, Princess or Prince Famous, 4 and 5. And race 9, number 9, Final Zero, 13, Curdled, and 19, Spirit and Fire, 9, 13, and 19. They're the current scratchings. We'll keep an eye, particularly on the first race, over the next 35 minutes or so before they come in from. Morfordville in Adelaide, it's fine and a good four, the Peno 5.3. The current scratchings, race 1, number 3, Walk a Mile, number 3. Race 2, number 5, Franked, number 5. The third is clear. Race 4, number 7, Fantastic Magic, number 7. Morfordville, race 5, number 1, Belf's Choice, number 1. Race 6, the current scratchings are 2, Comfortable, and 10, Knotted, 2 and 10. Race 7, number 10, Noriko, number 10. And race 8, take out 5, Vicky's Boy, race 8, number 5. One jockey there, race 6, number 8, Wana, is Jamie Carr. Race 6, number 8, Jamie Carr. So they watered yesterday. They've got a nice day coming up in Adelaide. They put 5 mil on last night. It's a good 4, and the penetrometer 5.3. And for our Sky Sports radio audience, Peter Ellis will be online at 11 o'clock this morning for a full preview of that program. So repeating jockeys for Andrew Atkins at Warwick Farm. Race 1, number 5, War Baron is Adam Hieronymus. And race 2, number 9, Foxy LaBelle, Winona Costin. We're awaiting riders for 4.11 and 7.10. Sky Racing 1 about to leave us with American Racing through the morning, early morning, into the day's racing. The rest of us back, Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio, to look at Warwick Farm.
Dynamics Indications Gay and Adrian offer an awesome call to aim at the rich Inglis Race Series by Smart Missile Champion First, Second and Third Crop Sire. From Serenade Lily, a winning half-sister to champion three-year-old Serenade Rose. Bred to be precocious and quick, our colt's a half-brother to Vocalize, winner and dual stakes performed at two. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team at just $8,300 a share. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 336808.
Mum, do you want to know the long-range forecast for this summer?
Yes.
Moderate temperatures, gentle breezes, and cool gift cards.
Gift cards?
When you buy a split-system air conditioner from Bingley.
Which one, Lionel?
We've got the latest models from Fujitsu, Mitsubishi Electric, Kelvinator, and Panasonic.
What could be better?
A bonus Bingley gift card, up to $300, depending on the size of the aircon.
So beat the heat this summer.
With a brand-new aircon and a bonus gift card from Bingley.
Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
Start your Christmas celebrations at Bottle Mart. Grab a 700ml bottle of Grant Scotch Whiskey for just $35.99. Grant Scotch Whiskey. Triple wood, triple good. Enjoy responsibly. Catalogue out now. Start your Christmas celebrations at Bottle Mart.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 3 at Eagle Farm, Warwick Farm and Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Catalogue for a bigger, better English Classic Yearling Sale is out now. Extended to more than 1,000 horses with 5 days of selling at Riverside Stables, February 9, 10, 11, 12 and 14, 2019.